sent me this story, and I said, are you freaking kidding me? Apparently, this is real, though. Ariana Grande accidentally got a tattoo that spelled wrong. It was supposed to say seven rings, but what does it say?
Is it Chinese letters or Japanese?
I'm not sure.
I know it's
foreign language with like characters, not like real letters. And I think it's supposed to say seven rings, but it says like barbecue girl
grill. It says barbecue grill is what it says.
It's Japanese.
So embarrassing. Like, she's stuck with that tattoo now.
It's a kanji tattoo, if that's how you pronounce it. A Japanese kanji tattoo, like characters. And yeah, it pretty much says tiny charcoal grill.
So, Ariana Grande is my absolute queen. Like, I am so obsessed with her. I want to be her. I just love her. And my boyfriend first showed me this, and I was like, that's not real. You can't believe everything you read on the internet. And then, like, he kept scrolling on his phone, and the next five articles all said the exact same. And I was like, oh, damn it, this is real.
Does anybody else have a tattoo, like, I guess, horror story? Maybe not where you got, like, Japanese or Chinese, and it was spelled wrong. I mean, that could be an example, but maybe you just, like, I'm really bad with there or two or, you know, the certain words where there's multiple variations.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably get that spelled wrong, and I've seen different, like, I've seen respect spelled wrong before, like in a prison tattoo on TV. 833-JOE-ALEX. If you have kind of a tattoo mistake or a little horrible story, 833-563-2539.
What's that movie? Was it Where the Millers? The girl, she dates some guy that she meets at a concert, and he, like, can't talk. What did his tattoo say? It was spelled wrong. It said no regrets.
Yeah, regrets instead of regrets.
That sounds like a Nickelodeon hater.
One of my friends in college, when he was drunk on spring break, got his fraternity like motto tattooed on his butt. Like, it's Phi Alpha. So he got the letter Phi, and he got the letter for Alpha tattooed on each of his butt cheeks, like as big as his butt
cheeks.
And then he got kicked out of the fraternity.
Oh,
oh no.
That's not good.
He has just a giant Phi and a giant Alpha on, like, I've never seen a tattoo that large in my life.
Oh my gosh. Frat daddies. Not good.
Stuck with that thing forever.
I could never get a tattoo.
Why would you never get a tattoo?
I don't know. Just as a kid, like, I didn't even like when people wrote with ink and pen on my hand. Like, I never did that. And if someone penned me, I'd be so upset. I'd be like, no, get that off of me.
Did you ever join the Pen 15 Club?
I don't know what that club is.
We'll show you that. Alex,
he did join.
I bet he did. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex. Show, who's this?
This is Karma.
Hey, Karma. Did you join the Pen 15 Club?
Well, I was calling in about the tattoo thing, about mistakes on a tattoo.
Yeah, what happened?
So, I was in Panama City, it was my first spring break, and I was a little buzzed, and I told the guy, I said, please spell check me, because I'm pretty sure that this is right, but just in case, spell check it. And the tattoo says, the willingness to outweigh will always outweigh the good.
Oh my God.
And outweigh was misspelled.
Oh.
D. So it says outweight.
Oh gosh.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You were drunk enough to know to make sure to spell it right, but you weren't. Oh my God.
That's a really long.
And then he had
tattoo.
It covered up with a huge ass cross, and I'm not like super religious. So
you are
I have
now.
So I have this huge cross on my back, and everyone thinks that I got it, but really it covers the T. Because it happened to be the last word on the edge.
Well, bless your soul.
Pray the tattoo away.
There you go. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
My boyfriend got a tattoo when he was in high school, and his friend did it. And it's like a wrestling.
What trash.
It's a wrestling mat. And the wrestling mat is the same as like the equality sign. So it just looks like he has like an equality sign on the back of his legs.
Good.
Like he could possibly be part of the LGBTQ community. And also it's like the worst tattoo I've ever seen because like the lines aren't really that straight. Like it's so bad.
My friends did that in high school too. Like the biggest white trash thing ever. I'm like, really? Like, why don't you go get an actual tattoo artist to do it instead of you with your little, it's like a prison tattoo or something. Oh my gosh. If you have photos, by the way, and you're willing to share them, please tweet at us right now at Joe and Alex Show.